vaccine. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This morning our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. But before we get to Dr. Cuddy, I simply want to remark on what's going on in the Middle East. And the latest reports from there are that there are at least three major naval task forces, literally hundreds of ships, not all American. The Indian Navy has their ships there too, but hundreds of ships are there adjacent to the Persian Gulf. Another major task force, the Boxer task force with 30 or 40 ships, is moving into the along the west coast of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia apparently has information that there's going to be attack on their oil terminals, and so they're taking their whole navy. They're not participating in the exercises, but they're putting their whole navy to guarding their oil terminals there, and I believe they're probably in the Persian Gulf. But, you know, there is tremendous unrest and uncertainty. Iran is holding military exercises and firing their missiles into the desert there. And everybody is sitting on the edge of their seat. Now, apparently the Iranians are very concerned that there will be some sort of a strike or incident that will justify a strike on Iran before the elections. Whether that's true or not, we just don't know. But they're thinking that the Republicans are in real trouble, and after all, this technique has been used over and over again in the past to ensure elections. We saw that in 1962 when John Kennedy was going to lose Congress, and rather than take a chance on losing Congress and his ability to get through his political agenda, why, suddenly they discovered the missiles, the Soviet missiles. Now, of course, the Soviets were in on the scam, and they were bringing some ships in that had something, well, that was big and round. They were all covered up. You couldn't see anything on the ships. But supposedly, they were going to move them into these missile sites in Cuba, which had been there at least for 6 months that I knew of at that time. And this was all designed, first of all, to get the plurality of the people behind the Democrat administration. After all, when we're facing nuclear war, we can't take away the president's majority in the Congress, can we? And also, of course, what this did was President Kennedy signed an agreement with Khrushchev that we would never again try to invade Cuba. We would pull all of our missiles out of Turkey. And, of course, what it was a great benefit for the Soviet Union. It was a great triumph for them, but we can't tell the suckers in America that. We can't let them understand how things really work behind the scenes. So supposedly this was a great triumph for America, and we were on the brink of nuclear war, and it was all simply showbiz, but this is how you control the American people. So certainly the Iranians are thinking pretty much along the same lines now. Are the Republicans going to do it again? And time again, just before the election, there's an incident, or when they want to get us into a war, we have a Gulf of Tonkin incident that didn't occur, but then we can justify a war. We have Pearl Harbor, which the government had intentionally manipulated the Japanese into attacking us because we put an embargo on them. They couldn't buy oil anywhere. And if we didn't have any oil in America, and somebody put an embargo so we couldn't import it, why, we would already be under attack. We would have no alternative other than to retaliate. So we could get oil, and that's what they did to Japan. And then they intentionally left the fleet at Pearl Harbor as an inviting target. And not only that, but they were, of course, secretly and through the secret societies working with Emperor Hirohito, who is a member of the Order of the Garter. And you can go up on the Internet and look up the Order of the Garter, this ancient secret society that ties into the royalty of Europe. And, of course, Hirohito was a member before the Second World War and right afterwards. But during the war, of course, they He had to drop out. Why? Well, we couldn't let the American people understand the scam and all those boys who died unnecessarily. And those of you who doubt, you know, the story that I've told many times of how the Japanese had been trying to surrender for 6 months. And the invasion of Iwo Jima and Okinawa and the dropping of the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were totally unnecessary. We'll be glad to send you the article we got directly from the Chicago Tribune in recently. We were almost God's hand but guiding me towards that. Well, you can give us a call and ask for the Chicago Tribune article. We'll send it to you, which was actually published in August of 1945, the very day we signed the peace treaty with the Japanese, saying the Japanese had been trying to surrender and we wouldn't let them. Why wouldn't you let the enemy surrender? Because you wanted as much bloodshed as necessary. And how many heroic men gave their lives in a totally unnecessary battles on Iwo Jima and Okinawa. Well, with that as a background, let's get to our special guest today, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dr. Cuddy, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. And a couple of comments on what you just said. I wrote an article a long time ago about that sham of a crisis there with the Cuban Missile Crisis, as in the Houston Post as well as the Arizona Republic newspaper, laying out a number of items that it just didn't make sense. The Soviets knew we had the U-2 flights going, and they left when the missiles got onto Cuban soil, they left them uncovered, their bunkers. They would be, in other words, there's a whole series of items that leads one to believe that it was a sham to ultimately gain what they wanted anyway, and that was the guarantee of no future attack on Cuba, because they wanted to use Cuba and Central America as a revolutionary training base to put communist guerrillas in Angola and Africa and Nicaragua and so on, all pursuing this sort of dialectical, comfortable merger.
But, Chris, nobody ever comments that the Cuban soldiers in Angola were paid by Chevron Oil Company.
Yeah. Well, why not? I mean, we're building the Soviets' truck factory, the Kama River truck factory, so they can send that to the North Vietnamese so that they can transport down the Ho Chi Minh Trail so they can slaughter our soldiers. But we, you know, we kept on helping them do that. And so, you know, as you were talking about to Ambassador Dodd, I think back in the 30s in Germany, you know, he's sitting there wondering why these tremendous investment in the Nazi war machine when the corporations couldn't get their money out anyway. But one of these days, maybe somebody will wake up as to how this has been going on for a long, long time. In terms of Iran...
We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Dennis Cuddy here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In the self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and you know, there's so many things that go on today that just don't make sense if you look at them logically. But if you understand that there's an agenda behind what's going on, it all makes sense. For instance, within this last week, why America announced it was sending a large amounts of military of rifles and other military equipment to the Fatah groups in Palestine. Now, there are two groups in Palestine. One's Fatah, and the other's Hamas. People have forgotten that the United States and Israel actually created Hamas many years ago. That's covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game by Robert Dreyfus. But it's, if you go up on the Internet, you'll find out that Israel and the CIA were involved in creating Hamas. But now, of course, the counter to that is Fatah. And, of course, now we're arming Fatah, a Palestinian group. But the leader, of course, of Fatah says they're going to use those weapons to attack Israel with. Now, we're financing Israel and giving them weapons, and then we're financing Fatah and we're giving them weapons. And most people have an uneasy feeling. It just doesn't quite make sense, but we don't worry too much about it. There's got to be a good reason for it. And then you remember, of course, we overthrew a democratically elected government of Iran in 1953. That was Premier Mossadegh, and we put him in a house arrest and kept him there the rest of his life. An innocent man whose one crime was he was an Iranian patriot, and we put the Shah of Iran in power. And then we toppled the Shah of Iran in 1979, and we brought the Ayatollah to power. And why would we have installed a radical Islamic a Shiite, a state that hated America and was allied with the Soviet Union? In 1979, it didn't make any sense. But today, as we're moving towards war with Iran, it makes a lot of sense, as much sense as the fact that we would want to go to war with Iran. And then in Iraq, what have we done? Why, our boys are over there fighting for democracy. No, the Constitution is not a democracy. It's a Shia state, just exactly as we installed in Iran. If you read the Iraqi constitution, what it does, it establishes an Islamic state under Shia law. And since the Shias are in majority, what we've done is now Iran has a kindred spirit in Iraq. They have a Shia, a mullah dictatorship there, because all law, according to the Iraqi constitution, which we imposed on them, all law will be according to Sharia law and the mullahs. That is not a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. No matter how many times you've seen the picture of the woman wearing the black shawl, holding up her ink-stained finger saying, "I voted." That is the image they've implanted in our mind. The reality, of course, has very little to do with the image. And so why are we doing such stupid things unintentionally? It's sort of like, you know, in 1994, why, of course, Bill Clinton and Madeleine Albright agreed to finance the wicked, ruthless dictatorship of North Korea by giving them mass amounts of food and oil and building two nuclear plants for them. And George Bush continued that when he became in the presidency. And then finally, of course, they said, "Oh, well, you're not keeping your promise. You're working on nuclear bombs. So we're going to cut off our aid," and then we let the South Vietnamese, who we have put in power. Remember our troops there. We occupy South Korea, so we control that country. You've got troops in a country. You can control it. so we get our South Korean counterpart to provide the humanitarian aid for the wicked North Koreans. And there's something wrong with the picture, but people can never connect the dots, because you've got two already, Rush Limbaughs and Sean Hannity's and other commentators out there that will never tell you what's really going on behind the scenes. There really are secret societies. There really are people dedicated to a world government who financed the communists and, of course, put their people into positions of power, all working together, all motivated by the same spiritual forces to create a new world order and a new world religion, and that is part of the conspiracy against Christianity, which permeates every aspect of Christianity in America today. Well, you pick up the story there, Dennis.
Sure. In the last part of my News with View series, Religion and World Government, the way I started it is important in the sense that I've mentioned on your program before that people should, as you've just been talking about, not look at things just in terms of their face value, like, you know, here's a war between Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Israelis. But look at it in terms of, if there is this power elite that's running things, how would that fit into their scenario? And so this particular series I've been doing, Religion and World Government, the main thrust that I'm trying to point out here would be exemplified in part one when I was talking about a fellow named Walter Rauschenbusch, who was a Fabian socialist. And I want to emphasize that term, socialist, because the ultimate goal of this power elite is to have a synthesis. They're going to synthesize religions, synthesize economies, synthesize governments, capitalist and communism into a world socialist government. And as Rauschenbusch himself said, quote, the only power that can make socialism succeed if it is established is religion. And so that's why I'm doing this series, to show how religion, among other things, has been used to further this goal. He was a founder of the Federal Council of Churches, which would become the National Council of Churches, and father of the social gospel, as it was called. And that's to redirect the energies away from the teaching of preachers that you have to accept Christ as Lord and Savior in order to be saved and go to heaven, or, you know, there really is a hell, and so forth, into this sort of social action mentality that we see more and more of today. And their pursuit, of course, to world government, I mentioned Baptist last time, and so on. But in terms of this face value thing, what you were talking about regarding Iraq and Iran is a good example. If you ask most people, well, why are we dying? Why are our soldiers dying over in Iraq? They would say, well, to bring a democratic government. But as you indicated, what you have in a democratic government under majority rule is the Shiites and majority, so they make the rules. And it's Sharia law is Muslim law, and there are different versions, but this would be Shiite Muslim or Islamic interpretation. So while they have in the Constitution all sorts of provisions for freedom of this, that, the other, speech, and whatever, you'll find, as John Stormer has done a good job at looking at all of the details on this, that there's always a provision where it says, quote, except as provided for by law. And so, basically, all of these constitutional guarantees, which we look at in our Constitution is just that, guarantees, in their constitution is meaningless, because you have a guarantee, but then how it's enforced is determined by law, meaning Sharia law, Shiite Sharia law, and their interpretation.
And that's laid out by the mullahs. And the mullahs really run the country. In fact,
right,
you can't get into the Supreme Court unless you're an expert in you know, Shia law, and so and Islamic law. So, I mean, there is no freedom here. Everything is under Islamic law, and we know how great that is if we know what goes on in Saudi Arabia. Or in fact, I was just reading this morning where some poor woman was raped, you know, in Saudi Arabia. So, I mean, the men who raped her, there were four men, they were married, and they were first to get, I think, 2,350 lashes among the four men, you know, and long prison terms. But the woman was to be get 90 lashes. Here was a woman who was raped and ravaged by four men, and you know she was to be get 90 lashes because she was in a car with a man she wasn't married to, and therefore she was responsible for being raped. That is Islamic law, and that is what we've just brought to the people of Iraq. Before, they had a secular, democracy. I shouldn't say secular democracy. They had a secular society under a tyrant that we put in power. And everybody in Iraq knows the United States put Saddam Hussein in power and kept Saddam Hussein in power. And now we've deposed this wicked man we put in power and kept in power and financed and replaced it with Sharia law. Go ahead, Dennis.
Like I said to begin with, when you look at that in terms of does this make sense, of course it doesn't make sense in the usual sense. But if you look at these sort of strange things and say, why would we do that, look at it in terms of how these events would further the goal of the power elite. As I mentioned many times, the power elite uses crises. And so what you have is a sort of simmering crisis over there. We're not withdrawing troops, but we're not putting in enough troops to have security for all of the people and reestablish the essential utilities and so forth. And we just sort of keep it that way. And that's on purpose. Now, it doesn't make sense in the usual sense, but it does in furthering the goal. And so what you have is preparations for crises. So let's say, for example, as you were talking about the Saudi refinery, you'll remember Robert Baer, who's a CIA operative over there, wrote a couple of books. And toward the beginning of See No Evil, he's talking about, well, you know, what if a plane, just a plane, hit largest refinery? They have two. There's an on land and then one offshore refinery in Saudi Arabia. He said that would set oil production back by about 6 months. Okay, so here's the scenario. A plane, doesn't have to be a hijacked passenger plane, you know, just some jet, some military, you know, suicide bomber, whatever, takes his plane, flies very fast, you know, they can go pretty fast, 800, 900,000 miles an hour, flies really low and whacks the oil refinery in Saudi Arabia. Alright, so then what happens? We would say, well, looks like that plane from our satellite tracking system took off from Iran, a remote section of Iran. Aha. Well, we'll have to counter that. Then the Iranians counter by blowing up a couple of tankers in the Gulf. That blocks the Gulf. They also send a lot of young suicidists, jihadists, into Iraq, destabilize that. So bottom line, there goes the oil refining capacity of Saudi Arabia for at least 6 months, probably a year. You're totally knocking out all of the oil production of Iraq. There's a war in Iran. That Iranian oil is no longer in existence. Now just think about the economic consequences of that for the West. Aha, here's your crisis, right? And so based upon the crisis, they can enact further rules, regulations, monitoring, you know, searches and whatever they want to do. And remember what Tommy Frank said. He said if there was another attack, he mentioned on the U.S., but it doesn't have to be, on the U.S., well, by George, you know, that there goes the Constitution. We'll have a military rule in this country, martial law, so on and so on. So anyway, the bottom line is don't think of these as just an individual event that doesn't make sense. Think of it in terms of how this would operate. And
well, you
so,
know, it's so interesting that just within the last 2 weeks, this John Warner Military Authorization Act, the president signed very secretly, most people have never heard of it, does away with the Posse Comitatus law,
yep.
Allows the implementation of the use of military troops in the United States, of course, in case of some sort of an emergency. Why are they suddenly, so concerned about doing away with the Posse Comitatus and allowing the use of military troops against the American people at this time? Why have they given Halliburton $385 million to build new detention camps, not in Iraq or right here in the United States? I mean, why, you know, are they working and creating all sorts of new diseases at Fort Detrick, Maryland? The only place you're going to read about it is in the Washington Post. They're violating all of the international treaties and creating new diseases, saying, well, we don't know whether these diseases can be created. We have to find out because, you know, Osama bin Laden might be able to create these diseases. And if we didn't know he could create these diseases, how could we counter him? And if you understand that, why, you're a lot smarter than I am. What they're doing is created new diseases. And one of the provisions in these new acts is in case there's a massive epidemic in America, we've got to deploy American troops in the United States. What insanity is this? Understand what these acts are. Understand they're planning for a dictatorship in America to protect us and preserve our freedom. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans, utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And before we go on, I just want to mention that if you would like to read Dr. Dennis Cuddy's work, you will find it on newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. A series of essays there, which every one of you should pull down and perhaps one of these days we'll even pull them all down and put them into some of a folder with Dr. Kelly's permission and make those available to you. But you can go up there and pull them down now, but you need to have them. And then the other thing is Dr. Kelly's written a number of books which are out of print and would like to get his Secret Records Revealed, a book back in print. It's a very important book. We've added an index. We've added an epilogue, and Dr. Cuddy's added an epilogue, I haven't. And, of course, we've got to raise the funds before we can do that. And so, if you would like to get a case of his books, a pre-publication case of Dr. Cuddy's books, and it costs $149.95 plus shipping. We certainly won't be billed until we have the books in hand, but if we can get enough support, why, we're going to go ahead and get the secret record revealed, and then later down the line we'd like to get his other books, but we need to get this one going. So if you'd like to get a case of Dr. Cuddy's books, Secret Records Revealed, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You won't be billed, of course, until the books are actually printed. So with that as the background, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You can help us get that book back in print, and you can do whatever you want to do with the books. They're selling at exorbitant prices up on the Internet at the present time, because there just aren't any available. So you pick up the story there, Dr. Cuddy.
Okay. Basically, before I get into that, just one final comment. Just watch out for a crisis. I've mentioned some possibilities before, and I don't want to give anybody ideas, but just let your mind wander in terms of what a few people could do to create a crisis in this country in the near future. Now, having said that, Secret Records Revealed that you mentioned is basically about the secret society of Cecil Rhodes and his plan to, quote, take the government of the whole world, as he said, and how religion, and I've got part two up now of religion and world government, fits into that. There's always some Rhodes scholar or some member of Rhodes' secret society involved in all of these things, and in this case, they're hooking up with the Dulles brothers, who were involved right after World War One in the furtherance of these plans, the Council on Foreign Relations, and so on. And so both of the Dulles brothers, Alan Dulles, CIA director, and John Foster Dulles, Secretary of State, during the Eisenhower years, had an early start in all of this. They, back in the 30s, John Foster had written an article in 1937 that was preparing the way for a conference that was coming up. And at the time, he was talking about the wonders of both communism and fascism at the time. You know, these would be great things to further desirable social policies in a future world state. And so they hold this conference, and there's a fair number of attendees, but among them were Dulles, as well as Philip Kerr, who's Lord Lothian, and Sir Alfred Zimmern as well. Now, Zimmern is really important. Kerr is, too. But Zimmern's really important because he's the main person. There were a couple of others, Lord Robert Brand, but and others. But Zimmern is the one who provided with Carol Quigley for his Tragedy and Hope book, the main source of his, quote, secret records that Quigley referred to. And so the next year, 1938, the proceedings of this conference are published in something called the Universal Church and the World of Nations. And in there, they have Lord Lothian's, that's Kerr's, quote, the demonic influence of national sovereignty. You get the idea. National sovereignty is a very bad thing. In which he's referring to the evil of nationalism and the need, quote, the need for world government. And Zimmern similarly writes an essay or delivers a message during the proceedings, and it's published too. And what he's emphasizing is Auguste Comte, his Religion of Humanity. Now, in case your listeners are not familiar with that, Erica Carl has written a number of books. One is Why Things Are the Way They Are, where she goes into a lot of quotes from Comte's writings. He had The System of Positive Polity and a number of works. But anyway, in 1851, Comte said, this is in a nutshell what he was about, quote, the objective of our philosophy is to direct the spiritual reorganization of the civilized world. And so what he was doing was trying to replace Christianity by establishing what he referred to as a world management system. And it would be based on service to the collective humanity, rather than God. Once again, this re-emphasis away from biblical teaching towards use of religion and the church to serve mankind. Now, there's always an element of truth. I mean, Jesus did say we should go out and feed the hungry and clothe the naked and so on. But what they're doing is shifting it away from the primary focus of religion, which is supposed to be an acceptance of Christ as Lord and Savior. And by accepting Christ, I don't just mean the person 2,000 years ago who died on a cross, Jesus is also, quote, the Word of God. So when you accept Christ, you're supposed to accept the teachings of Jesus and God. You know, do these things, don't do those things. That's part of the acceptance. And so they want to shift the emphasis onto social action because that's what socialism does, the social gospel and things like that. And so they're shifting it towards a humanistic approach. And so what you have here is the year after those proceedings, Dulles is writing again, and he writes in 1939 that, quote, some dilution or leveling off of sovereignty system as it prevails in the world today must take place. And he knows what's going to happen because he says, to the immediate disadvantage of those nations which now possess the preponderance of power, the establishment of a common money would deprive our government of exclusive control over national money. The United States must be prepared to make sacrifices afterwards in setting up a world politico-economic order which would level off any inequalities of economic opportunity with respect to nations, end quote. So you get the idea. Here's a fellow writing, you know, right out in the open what his philosophy is, and this guy is going to be, in about 15 years, Secretary of State, really running foreign policy because Eisenhower has health problems and when he's not playing golf. And so Dulles, John Foster, is really running the foreign policy. And fitting in with Rhodes' plan, his approach is what he calls functionalism. And what basically that does is, according to Dulles, he says, this is 1941, he says, quote, I would favor economic and financial union, letting the political union work out of them if and when this became a natural development. In other words, it's just like the European Economic Community would become the European Union. That's also, in my opinion, the plan for this North American community. That's what they call it now. That would precede a North American Union. You have this economic...
And they're doing the same thing in Asia today.
Right.
On the people that we work with at the upper echelons of the communist government of China, the ruthless tyranny there. They're organizing all of the ASEAN nations, the Southeast Asian nations, into a common market. And as it was it with the European Union, as it with the ASEAN nations, so it is to be here in America, as the traitors destroy our national sovereignty, raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Have you been trying to figure out how to beat rising fuel costs by getting more miles per gallon? Do you dread the thought of your next fill-up? Every time you look, fuel prices have just gone ballistic. Finally, there's help. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and noon on Sunday to the Fuel Crisis Solution and hear an expert explain how to get those extra miles using an EPA-registered method. Can't wait for the show? Want more information? Call 1-866-577-9760. 1-866-577-9760.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and Dr. Cuddy, you pick up the story from here, there.
Okay. I had just mentioned John Foster Dulles in 1941, and what he was advocating fit in with Cecil Rhodes' plan, which was you link up regional economic arrangements to form this world government. And the next year, 1942, there's this call by the Federal Council of Churches, and Dulles is going to chair the thing. And Time magazine writes it up and basically says that they're calling for a, quote, a duly constituted world government with delegated powers, international court, and so forth. And the editor of Time, who's writing this up, Henry Luce, was assured by Dulles that the Federal Council of Churches supported, quote, world government as an ultimate ideal, end quote. And so what you have is this furtherance of religion being used to promote this concept. Immediately after the war, Dulles becomes chairman of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, and he chooses Alger Hiss to be the endowment's president. And in that same year, 1946, his brother, Alan Dulles, writes that, golly, you know, American public opinion doesn't look like it's going to go for this super state. But then he says that it would take a long time, but he says this time element, this quote, might seemingly be shortened as, so far as American opinion is concerned by an active propaganda campaign in this country, end quote. And so what kind of propaganda are you going to have? Well, the Christian Century magazine in the next year, 1947, they expressed their concern that the UN, quote, cannot hope to survive on any lesser terms than as an actual world government, end quote. And so the next year, the same magazine, Christian Century, opines, quote, we believe that the crisis of humanity, see, get that word again, humanity, like August Comte, humanity demands that the churches shall once again declare their faith, that's the religious term, faith in a world government, and shall throw themselves with all the resources they can command into the crusade to set up such a government, end quote. So once again, you have major publications, religious publications, promoting this. Now, in case you're getting the idea that John Foster Dulles was a big-time Christian, he really wasn't. If you actually, you know, asked him some typically traditional religious Christian questions, he would not say that he believed what traditional Christians do. He rather believed in what he called the brotherhood of man, and he was convening a conference in the mid-50s of the Council of Churches out in San Francisco that sort of revealed this, where he said basically that moral law, his vision was that it was sort of a pantheistic concept. He said, quote, the religious people of the world can generate the motive power required to vitalize a world organization. But he believed that you would have many philosophies, many paths to God. It wasn't strictly that you had to believe in Christ, but that you could believe in, you know, Buddhism or whatever. It was this sort of brotherhood of the world moral concept rather than necessarily being strictly religious. He would say that it is a force far more universal than any particular religion, was the words that he used, that Dulles used. And so what you have is all these various religious views, and the question is then how are they going to be brought together? And the next year, Sir Julian Huxley, who was a Fabian socialist, became director general, first director general of UNESCO, and he wrote that their purpose was the task is to help the emergence of a single world culture. And he said you could have maybe two competing philosophies, two supernationalisms, or individualism versus collectivism, or capitalism versus communism, or Christianity versus Marxism. And basically what he said is, these can be synthesized. In fact, they have to go into a higher synthesis. It must happen, he said. And so this process of dialectical synthesis is a favorite tactic of the power elite. As I said, they basically want to have Western capitalism and Eastern communism into world socialist government. They want to synthesize all these religions into a common faith, as Huxley mentioned, a single world culture. And at that point, when you have this sort of singleness about everything, it'll be useless for Americans to say, well, we have rights, you know, under our Constitution. We have certain human rights. Because when you focus this power, let's say, under the UN, what you look at is the 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and you think, oh, we got human rights. But it says, quote, these rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations, end quote. And as I just read you what Huxley said about the purpose and philosophy of UNESCO is to bring about a world government. He said we should look at eugenics. Now, this is right after Hitler, right? And they're saying we need to prepare the world for eugenics and so on. And so what happens right after this book in 1948 by Huxley is John Foster Dulles is chairman of the board of the Rockefeller Foundation, and he takes John D. Rockefeller III on a tour. They go all to a couple of years. They're traveling and looking at third world countries, and he stresses the need to eugenically control the growth of non-white populations. Rockefeller thinks this is great. And so the next year, 1952, both Rockefeller and Dulles form what's called a Population Council. I think Prescott Sheldon Bush is involved in this as well. That's first President Bush's father. And both of the Dulles brothers now, coming into the Eisenhower years, believe that mass psychology, whether it's MKUltra or whatever, should be used to condition the people. Remember this sort of mass conditioning that Alan Dulles talked about in his book. And so you have to reflect on the Rockefellers here, because back in 1933, Max Mason was the president, and he said of the Rockefeller Foundation, quote, the foundation's social sciences will concern themselves with a rationalization of social control, the control of human behavior. And so that's basically the goal. They're going to use religion to shift a matter of social control, to condition the people through mass psychology. They'll use other things too, but this series I'm writing now is showing how religion is a really important part of that conditioning process toward this ultimate synthesis of all religions, all governments, all economies, and so on.
And they've infiltrated our churches.
Right.
They've infiltrated our seminaries, and they're using Christianity to push this idea of the brotherhood of man under the fatherhood of government. And how we've all got to work together with Rick Warren's peace plan. We're going to transform the world, and we are going to bring the kingdom of God to earth. Isn't that wonderful? And I guess we really don't need the Savior, do we? Our guest has been Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Thank you so very much for being with us, Dennis. God bless.
Thank you.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
It can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, I understand back here at the Car Computer Network, and I do hope that some of you out there will want to help us get the book Secret Records Revealed back in publication. And if you'd like to get a pre-publication commitment for a case of Dr. Cuddy's great book, Secret Records Revealed, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And with the help of people across the country, we'll get the book in print. And then, of course, we can utilize this as another weapon to expose what's really going on behind the scenes. There is an organized, orchestrated effort energized by spiritual forces and demonic beings who want to create a one-world government under the rule of the Antichrist. This is what it's really all about. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. If you look at what our policies towards Iran over the last half century, none of it makes sense. If you look at what we're doing in Iraq today, bringing into power a Shia dictatorship, it doesn't make sense. Are our boys fighting over there to create an Islamic Republic in Iraq? Well, that's what we've done. That's what the Constitution says. But isn't it amazing that Rush Limbaugh never tells you that? He never tells you what's in the Iraqi Constitution, and your image of Iraq and democracy is a woman with a black shawl holding up her ink-stained fingers saying, "I voted." Well, ladies and gentlemen, if I don't know what's going to happen in this next week. I do know that gold and silver and platinum are moving up at a phenomenal rate, which I haven't seen in some time, almost as if the people who manipulate the currency markets, the commodity markets of the world, are anticipating something. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. All we know is that the people who manipulate things are concerned about something. What it is, we'll just have to wait and see. But we live in difficult, frightening, dangerous, and exciting times. At least exciting for those who know the Lord. And if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord and you'd like to talk to me about it, you can always call me at 1-800-544-8927. But the longer I live, the more convinced I become of the fact that God does rule in the affairs of men. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to reread it. You need to get the documentation. You need to convince yourself that we really are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. Please go there. And, of course, you can listen to our programs directly or indirectly, 5 hours a day on the Internet, 1 hour right here at Radio Liberty, at AmericanNewsNet.com on their Internet site. And people all across America are listening right now. You can hear us on Genesis, on RadioLiberty.com, on the Republican Broadcasting Network, their website, and, of course, on SoundWave2000.com. So we do have a good Internet coverage. We do hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out 5 hours every weekday and then to 30 stations on the weekend with our programs trying to educate people about the true spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pull down my newsletters, especially the August and September Radio Liberty letters. They're extremely important. And then, of course, if you don't have access to the Internet, why would the dad send you a free copy? If you call us at 1-800-544-8927, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you. We'll be right back.
you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Biblical scholar and author Michael Rood has left his home in Israel during this critical time of war in order to bring a shocking and prophetic message to America. The greatest hoax that has been foisted upon the Christian church in the past 2,000 years is the blatantly insupportable 3.5-year ministry of the Messiah. This sinister doctrine was invented to support replacement theology and to introduce another Jesus, which replaced both Yeshua and the gospel of the kingdom which he preached. For the first time in history, Michael will decipher the prophetic Jonah code and expose the fatal error in Western Christianity. Michael will be in Denver, Colorado for a 2-night seminar starting November